This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On the score. Score. Score.
The man gets you money, and if you pay attention, you can get more and more because he's got all kinds of tips. That is our next guest joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline is Joe Ostrowski, the host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. You can find him on the artist formerly known as Twitter, at Joe Ostrowski. Yeah, download the Circa app today. And Joe, well, I don't think any of us are worried about Rory McIlroy coming back this weekend like we were this time last week.
Wow.
So we do have some interesting stuff going on. It's a big sports weekend. Big series here in town with the Cubs and the Diamondbacks as you join us here on Score Middays with Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, no Layla Rahimi today. She's got the day off. What are you looking at when you see this matchup? We've got people building in-house parlays based just on home runs here because the wind is blowing out today at Wrigley.
Damn right. Contrary to popular belief, I've never gone by Joey Bag of Donuts. Maybe that would surprise some people, but that has not happened yet, at least so far in my life. That's funny. We were doing that at the end of the show today because of the conditions that we're going to see over on the north side today. So we know it's warm and the wind is a howling. They're saying 20 to 25 miles per hour straight out to center, gusts up to 40. And if you look at the entire card today of all the games, this has the highest total, meaning total runs scored. Like, there's no other game in double digits. I didn't even have to look at the weather forecast. You look and you see, oh, 11 runs and Burns is on the bump? The wind's blowing out, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. Now, as far as ones that stand out, yeah, I think parlay's the way because 2 and 3 to 1, that's the best you can get on a home run prop. Swanson, great history against Burns, 11 for 18, 2 homers, 3 extra base hits. He certainly stands out, you know, but Tucker could be a play as well. Bush, Carroll on the other side for the Diamondbacks is only plus 175. So there's an expectation that Corbin Carroll goes yard as well. But yeah, that's going to be very popular. I think it got up to 11 and a half runs over at BetMGM. So expect some scoring today.
What about PCA? You don't have PCA hitting one out of the park today? PCA?
I'd be down with that. And plus, we probably get a little bit more value on that one, right?
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, that's what when you talk about building the parlays, whether it's the two-leg, the three-leg, and then you can get real adventurous with a four-leg parlay. But I think with the Cubs,
yeah.
I think the ball's going to fly. I think somebody hits double digits today. Can't tell you who. It might be both teams, honestly.
Plus 550 for PCA, too. So that would really boost your number.
Who gets the hook first, Colin Ray or Corbin Burns, man? You got to let these guys go a little bit, right? Because everybody's going to be getting it up in the air.
I don't know that Colin Ray's all the way stretched out enough to just go.
Yeah.
I'm looking at 75, 80 pitches for him, maybe max.
Okay.
Also not motivated to get to that Cubs bullpen too early.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't been hearing about Daniel Palencia?
Oh, here we go.
Joe-O, you haven't been hearing about this?
Oh, we're good?
Yeah. No, okay. He's our guy. He's the show's guy today.
All right, Joe. We're less than a week away from the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, how do you – like when should people be locking in bets? Because more information is going to come out, and whether that's insider information or just, you know, teams narrowing down what position they might want when you talk about the first round, especially, what appeals to you? What are you looking at? What's moved actually since the last time we talked?
Maybe I'm off on this, but it doesn't feel like, compared to most years, being 6 days away, that there's a ton of information out there.
No, right? I think you're right.
Like, that we know exactly what's going to happen. Now, there are people have ideas. Based on every mock I look at, everybody has the same 1 through 5. It's exactly the same. And then the question is, what are you going to do at 6? So Circus Sports, our friends over there, they posted their draft props yesterday. They wait because sportsbooks hate the NFL draft. They hate putting bets on it because they lose on it every year to the bettors.
It's hard.
It's the one thing. It's the one thing where the bettors come in every year and they beat up on the sportsbooks. So they don't take a ton of money. They don't like leaving it up for a long period of time. But we had the risk manager on BetSweats this morning, and he said one of his takeaways from the bets that they've received since posting yesterday was that everybody betting with Circa thinks Gentee's going 6.
Okay.
And they do get more sharper money, right? Like, more respected people go there because they can bet more money. So they thought that was interesting. We do have a odds on the Bears pick, number 10 overall. Let's say they keep that. Gentee is still the favorite, but we're just guessing here because it's better than 3-1 at plus 330. Right there with Gentee, Warren. I mean, we've been seeing that move, yeah, I'd say, a lot over the last week or two at plus 350. So almost the same odds. You could call them co-favorites between Gentee and Warren. And then you get to Banks as the third guy mentioned at 8-1, and then Williams at 10-1. Once you get to 10, who knows what's going to happen before. But the interesting part to draft to me, guys, is that like 6 through 8, like, okay, we have a good idea. These top 8 guys are probably all going to go in the top 10. After that, it feels very much the same after, I don't know, from like 10 to 40 in the draft. Guys that could go mid-first, they could also go mid-second round. That's the kind of draft it is.
Did the Bears pick, or was there a previous heavy odds on a different player up until now, or has it always been Gentee and Warren?
It was more Gentee before.
Okay.
Where he was standing out. And now there's been this move on Warren of late. And a lot of that is like you guys have been talking about all week, and the mocks that have been posted. And then guys like Brugler come out with that. Like, that's going to end up moving markets as well. But there's definitely been a push on Warren to go higher and higher.
Okay, so we're looking at the NFL draft, which doesn't sound like much is changing. We haven't heard any real noise about a trade yet. That's all stuff we'll keep an eye on over the next week as we get ready for Thursday. Meanwhile, one of my favorite weekends of the year, Joe, that first weekend of NBA playoff basketball, because you got back-to-back quadruple headers coming up on Saturday and Sunday. What can you tell us about the way this is all shaping up now that we have all but 2 teams have been named to the playoff field?
We probably don't want to talk about the Heat too much, but I'll quickly mention this note that tonight, the 10 seed, the road team, is favored at some sports books. There's been a move on Miami. The 10 seed has never gotten out of the play-in to make the playoff, but people are thinking that there's a chance that this ends up happening tonight. Not that they would do anything in the playoff, but that they could win and get in as the 10 seed. There's been a lot of interesting stuff from a betting perspective that's gone on this week as we've been just kind of waiting around for these things to get going. So the Denver Nuggets-LA Clippers matchup is certainly one. The 4-5 out in the West. Denver opened as a pretty big favorite. It was minus 190, right? And now the Clippers are favored. There has been so much love on this Clippers team. Some believe they're the second best team in the West. The number keeps dropping on them to win the West. It was 14-1. Now I'm seeing it 9-1 at some places. So a lot of action from sharper bettors in on the Clippers here. Fascinating. Taking out Jokic in the first round. They make that head coaching change with only 3 games left in the regular season. So they're betting against some sort of a turnaround with the Nuggets. I thought that was interesting. Also in the West, Warriors the 7. We know that. Big favorites over the Rockets. The Rockets are the 2 seed, but they're an underdog to the Warriors. People jumping in on Golden State.
I don't agree that at all, because I've seen those 2 teams play, and one of them is much more physical and athletic and younger than the other. And I'm a Warriors fan saying that, Joe.
I know you are. Okay.
So that's probably why you're saying it. And I also saw the last regular season meeting between those two teams. It was not pretty for the Warriors as well. And so in the East, is it still looking like Celtics are that team?
Yeah, they're massive, massive favorites.
So could you get in with Cleveland?
We know it's going to come down to them too, right? It's going to be Eastern Conference Finals. It's going to be Cleveland and Boston. Like, if you're asking me to make a pick, I'd probably pick the Cavs. But it's really, really close. Maybe home court helps a little bit. But, yeah, I'm probably going to pick the ones, right? I've got OKC and Cleveland meeting in the NBA Finals, but it's close. I mean, the rest of the East, it's nowhere near those guys. I mean, the Knicks haven't won a game over either team. They're 0-8 this year against the 1-2 seeds, and that's your three. Like, Knicks against Detroit. Detroit, it's, I guess they're kind of like Houston with all the inexperience that they have, and you don't typically want to bet that the first time around when it gets to the NBA playoffs. It probably takes a little bit of time, but most likely it's going to be Cleveland and Boston in the end. That's what everybody has.
Joe, I know you said that you're not Joe Bag of Donuts, but I want to give you that. Who do you want the Bears to draft at number 10? If you could take the betting cap off. And if there's any other takes you feel like you need to get off right now about anything, I want.
That's fair.
We will give you a donut unless Robbie the Tree ate both those. Did you eat those donuts?
Free, take Fridays, Joe. Yeah, take yours.
Free take Fridays.
Not Genty.
Oh.
Whatever. I'm anti-Genty.
Wow.
I'm going opposite Skorsk on that. Look, there are a number of running backs that I would love to have, and the Bears don't need to sit number 10 and go, okay, we're good with the offensive line. I like what they've done so far. I like it. It doesn't mean they're set. Offensive line injuries happen every year, a lot of times on a weekly basis to most teams in this league. They need some depth. Let's not just plug holes and then let's go keep it moving. No, build in the trenches. That's what I care about. Best player available, offensive line, defensive line. Guys, that's where I'm at. They are not ready for a running back. I'm fine. Yes, I get it. They need help at that position. You can wait. We don't need to make that leap to Genty right now.
Joe Ostrowski, the host of BetSweats on the BetMGM Network, and I are completely aligned with those thoughts. Thank you so much, Joe, for voicing my opinion and seconding it on this very program. Thanks for joining us.
I can't believe you say that.
Have a great weekend, guys.